I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday to you, TGIF. It is here. Colin Dunlap has gotten an early start on the weekend. I'm Chris Mack. Jim Colony in for the entire show this morning. Get all the Colony you can handle here this Friday morning. Producer Matt Cole, after wrapping up the early show, is back there making sure we keep in line today because we've got a lot to get to. Mike DeFabo at 7 o'clock. Mark Caboli at 8, so Pens and Steelers. Michael McHenry at 8:30 to talk Buccos, and Ben Charrington to get real deep into the Buccos. Pirates GM at 9 o'clock, and we'll try to get Will Graves from over in Tokyo on the horn to talk about the Olympic opening ceremonies and everything happening there in the 9 o'clock hour as well. But we start today, Jim, with training camp. It's underway. It's weird because it's not in Latrobe. It's down on the south side, but it's underway. And I guess I don't know if you could get three bigger names to talk on the first day of training camp than Mike Tomlin, Ben Roethlisberger, and TJ Watt. Ben had some nice things to say about how his arm feels great because he hasn't thrown the ball 10,000 times this offseason, isn't rehabbing from a major surgery. The offense is going to look very different. All kinds of wonderful things. But similar to what we've heard from him a couple times this offseason.
There was a little bit of a Ben said, coach said controversy.
Oh, really?
Where Ben said that, yeah, you know.
Enlighten us before we get to the big stuff.
Because he was asked about, you know, Matt Canada's offense and the new terminology and all that other stuff. And Ben was talking about how different it was. And then Tomlin completely poo-pooed that and said, it's not a whole lot different. He goes, Matt Canada's done a really good job of making sure that the terminology and trying to work it in and stuff
Ben
like that.
There it is. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Matt.
There was just, I mean, it's a minor little thing, but hey.
A little thing nonetheless.
It's another kind of Ben does not have broken toes sort of thing.
So I don't think there's anything remarkable in anything Ben had to say yesterday, really.
No.
Mike Tomlin had some interesting comments about somebody that's considered a starter already. We'll get into that later. The comments for me that were interesting were T.J. Watt being barraged with questions about his contract, starting with, well,
going into the last year of your contract, some guys in that situation maybe, you know, don't want to come to campus earlier in hopes of getting a new deal done. I mean, did that ever cross your mind?
No, man. I love this team. I love all the coaches and the staff here and the players, and I'm excited to be here, and that's why I'm here.
You confident something's going to get done before the season?
It's not for me to say. That's pretty much all I'll say about it.
TJ, do you think of the business side of things and, you know, extensions and you wanted to be here for long term?
I love Pittsburgh. Obviously, I would love to be here. All those decisions aren't really mine to be made, so I'm just here right now trying to get better each and every day.
Are you hoping something could get done before the start of the season?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see, but he gives all the right answers there.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the one thing that's always cracked me up is that, well, it's not up to me.
Well, part of it is.
What's it up to? You know, and I know what he I know what he means by that, and at least he didn't throw in, well, that's up to my agent. You know, if he says, well, that's not up to me, that's, you know, two sides have to get together, blah, blah, blah. You know, but that just always kind of cracks me up when players
say it
does
have to start with an offer from the team, though, right? The team has to start the ball rolling. They know there's only a year left on TJ Watt's contract. They know their strict policy about not negotiating once the regular season starts. So they've got to get it done between now and, what, September 11th or whenever. They have a limited amount of time. They have a window in which to get it done, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Based on their policies. It needs to be done by, you know, what, midnight on September. Well, I guess by 12:59 p.m. on September 12th.
Right.
Just before the season actually starts.
Right before the ball kicks off. Right.
Yeah. So, but this is a, and by the way, I think this is also a, TJ may be on an Art Rooney level when it comes to doing this contract because it's going to be so massive. And I typically, I think that's just the quarterback.
You mean ownership involved in this contract?
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so because it is. It's going to be a huge number. We've talked anywhere between $25 and $30 million a year for 5 years, which brought up a question from Andrew Filippone to our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette yesterday. And I thought this conversation was... it was interesting to say the least.
Do you anticipate that Watt is going to get this huge deal in the next month?
No, I'm not saying no, he's not going to, but I'm not anticipating. I think it's still 50-50. I think that it's such a big deal. It's $30 million. Well, I'm saying upwards of $30 million. You know, that's what they're talking about with those edge rushers now. They're no longer outside linebackers.
Yes, Ed Matt at the positional designation.
Edge rushers, ER.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's going to make $10 million this year. Why do they want to give him 30?
They could do the franchise tag route like they did with Dupree.
No, Pony, please don't.
I mean,
no.
Then they'd have him for, I don't know, I think I looked at
for one more year.
17 or 18 next year, unless it goes up. Why would they want to give him 30?
Yeah.
No. Pony goes right down the path with Ed there. He's just led right off into the woods. No, can we just please this morning not jerk TJ Watt around on this extension? Like it's very simple. If you're the Steelers, like you said, this is a big contract, right? So it probably involves Art Rooney, okay? So I don't know if it's Art Rooney picks up the phone, calls TJ Watt's agent.
Well, he has to sign off on it. I would imagine Kevin and
okay, so Kevin still
Omar
picks up the
would,
phone and makes the call.
Yeah.
And says, "Hey, Mr. T.J. Watt's agent, we obviously know that T.J. only has a year left on his deal. We'd like to sign him to an extension. What number do you think makes sense for your client? You know, let's start there. What's T.J. looking for? Or Kevin could just come out and say, hey, we want to start at this number. And that number should probably be somewhere around 25. Or he waits for T.J. Watt's camp to start, and they start at 30. Either way, they land somewhere in the middle. Between $25 and $30 million a year, 27.5. Like this should be open, shut, no problems. We're not jerking him around. We're not franchise tagging him. It's this writing has been on the wall for a while. I don't think there needs to be a back and forth over it, Jim.
No, and I was thinking as you were going through that typically in a situation like this, and I for some reason Drew Rosenhaus always comes to mind, but when he had a client that was in a position like this, all of a sudden he would show up in Latrobe. That's what I was thinking about,
right?
You know, training camp in Latrobe, and then you'd see whether it was Rosenhaus or another agent would all of a sudden pop in for a visit, and then all of a sudden something would get done. And, you know, that I get, you know, this thing, the same thing could happen. It's just not going to be as idyllic a setting as, you know, having an agent just stop by training camp and hanging around in shorts and a Panama hat and, you know, just kind of taking everything in and then all of a sudden coming to a mega-million-dollar deal. I would think that I part with Ed here. I can see his argument, and the Steelers may use that as some sort of a platform to say, all right, we could franchise you for, and I'll just use his $18 million figure.
Okay.
When, in fact, he could sign a deal that would be worth, say, $28 million a year over a certain amount of years, say 5 or 6 years. Then say, well, you know what? We could just franchise you, and then we'll give you the deal next year. So you don't want to lose that $7 million difference now. So what? Sign now.
But if you're T.J. Watt, that's the last thing you want to do is play on a one-year franchise.
Right. But what I'm telling you, all I'm saying is that the Steelers can hold that over his head a little bit. But to me, that would put that into the category if you don't want to mess around with T.J. Watt.
Right. What are we holding it over his head for to try and negotiate?
No, I don't think I would be very surprised if it doesn't get done. I mean, really surprised.
I would be shocked and disappointed, to be quite honest, if it doesn't get done by, like you said, 12:59 p.m. on September 12th.
And I'm going to go way back to, I remember when I was a kid, and Wilt Chamberlain famously signed a $100,000 a year deal with the 76ers. And that, I mean, back in like 1967 or whatever, that's a lot of money. It still is today, actually. and so he signed, and it was a big deal. And then within a week, the Celtics had signed Bill Russell for $100,000 and $1, just to give him, you know, one more.
Make
and
him
so,
the highest paid.
You know,
yeah.
What do you do? Okay, what's Boza getting? All right,
27, I think.
Let's give him. Okay, well,
27 and a half. TJ, there you go.
Yes, you know, something along those lines, yeah. Where we'll make you the highest paid guy, and then the
they're
next
not
guy
in
is
a position.
Come around.
They're not in a position to play hardball with TJ Watt.
I don't think so. I really don't
think
so.
They're not. It just within a week's time, as you mentioned the Wilt Chamberlain Bill Russell story, within a week's time, the Pittsburgh Penguins will be thinking about free agency, or maybe they won't because Ron Hextall doesn't have a bunch of money laying around.
We can visit the free agent market, but I don't suspect there's going to be a top player there that we can fit under the cap. You never know what happens, I guess, between now and then, but we're going to do everything we can just to put the best team on the ice, whether it's internal or bringing a player or two in from the outside. Really hard to say what the market's going to be. And I suspect there will probably be players in August that aren't signed. So we'll just evaluate things on a day-to-day basis as we move along. And if free agent makes sense, we'll move on it.
We'll move on it if it makes sense, but it doesn't sound like there's going to be many guys on the market that make sense for
more
them.
More like cents and dollars, apparently.
Ooh.
You get that?
Yeah, nice work, no, Jim, for 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to...
It sounds like they're not going to do anything.
The guys that are out there in August, Erod, right? And Evan Rodriguez is a useful player. We saw that last year.
The Freddie Gaudreaus of the world.
Well, Freddie Gaudreau, I'm all in favor of bringing
back.
Because he was... And if he's your fourth-line center to start out, then I have no problem with that, and then slide him to a wing whenever Malkin returns.
Right, exactly. So, but here's the thing. If you're not going to be active on the free agent market, and they're not going to be actively pursuing anybody, they're not going to be walking up and down the aisles of the grocery store picking out ingredients, right? Then you need to figure out what you're going to do with the guys that become free agents next year. We've gone over this list of names before. It's no small list of names. It's Malkin, it's Letang, it's Rust. And Hextall was asked about extensions for Malkin and Letang and whether they've started those conversations yet.
No, we've kind of put it a little bit on the back burner. Once we get through the draft and free agency, we'll get more on it. But at this point, we've just more had general discussions or mentions of wanting to re-sign the players.
Now, I'm not in favor of giving either one of these guys some mega extension that takes them to their 40th birthday, but at the very especially in Malkin's case, because you're not sure what he's going to look
his
like when he gets
is
back.
Such a, that's the thing that, and I heard, you know, everybody was talking about it yesterday after Hextall spoke, that everything depends on Malkin, and you don't know. You just don't know.
I mean,
you can have an idea, but if he comes back mid-season, how's he going to perform? And it's just that there are so many unknowns, and it all goes through him. Not the least of which is if you try to finagle some kind of long-term injury solution, at least for until he comes back. But then when he does, what are you going to do? You're going to have to trade somebody or whatever.
And I'm looking even farther into the future, Jim. When we talk about Malkin, Letang, and Rust as the big unrestricted free agents a year from now, and I think Kapanen will be restricted, but let's set him to the side.
Yeah. Put him on the way back burner.
Yes. Malkin, Letang, Rust. Malkin and Letang are the ones he's talking about here, saying, no, we've got that on the back burner right now. It becomes increasingly evident to me that with sort of a, I don't want to call it a stalled year this year, but they're not going to go out and make any big additions this offseason, it doesn't seem like. And with quite possibly just letting Malkin's and Letang's contracts run out, that next offseason is a huge year of transition for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And look, it's not like the Steelers that they can't negotiate a contract after the season starts. They can call up Chris Letang's agent or Evgeny Malkin's agent next April if they want to and try to hammer out an extension before the season ends and before free agency opens up a year from now. But it tells me a lot that he used the term back burner. And I understand he's talking about right this minute in relation to they just got out of the expansion draft and the entry draft is this weekend. But that tells me a lot. Ron Hextall is focused on the long term, on the future. He was not necessarily brought in here to ensure that all of these guys get to retire as Pittsburgh Penguins. He was brought in to ensure that the Pittsburgh Penguins don't go in the tank like the Red Wings have or like the Blackhawks have or like the Kings have in the post-Malkin Letang and maybe even post-Crosby era.
I'm trying to think, and I apologize if I wasn't completely paying attention. I was looking something up here to see where Letang. I'm trying to rank these guys in order of importance to re-sign, and I would put Rust at the top of that list because of his age. But
right.
There's another thing too that Letang. I don't know, and there's talk of, you know, okay, if you guys want to finish your careers here, then you're going to have to take a little less money.
Right.
Letang is now he's playing for about $7 million, a little over seven and a quarter. That's his cap hit for 21-22. And I don't know if that's out of line in terms of what NHL defensemen are being paid based on what his performance is. I don't think that's in line.
I don't think it's out of line with what defensemen of his caliber are being paid.
Right.
But I don't know if it's not out of line for the Penguins right now based on what they want to do moving forward. You know what I mean?
They don't have anybody that's the only guy, the guy that they have that's like, now they, I think they thought that by this point that Marino going into his third year would be, okay, he can be the next Letang. Last year, I think, has given him some pause, and they don't really have anybody that can do what he does. POJ has a chance, but that's on the left
side. That's a couple years away, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.